I'm telling you, let them bring AK-47. You see how people will run. They will even say Jesus. Amen. I'm not saying go and die. That's not what I'm saying. Because the seasons have changed. You know, the interpretation of scripture and application of scripture is not complete until, I don't know whether I should use the word that is coming on my mouth, until that scripture is properly contextualized in the reader's world. Do you get me? Ernest, get out. Amen. Until it is made a reality, until we can relate to it. Are you hearing me? So, if at that time dying, going through martyrdom was the order of the day, then grace was available to go through it. Come on, is somebody here with me? For me, I guess in my mind that God is looking for Christians who will stick to the principles of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Whether I have it or not, Christ remains Christ. Hallelujah. Whether my prayer for material things or to meet my needs or not, or what I want or not, Christ is Christ and nothing else. Are you hearing me? I in my mind, there is something that is coming to me that God is looking for people who will have faith in Him. Faith for everything. Faith for everything. Trusting in Him. And faithlessness actually grieves His heart. May God help us to trust in Him. May we trust in Him for everything. For protection. For upliftment. Anything that comes our way. And not lose it. Are you hearing me? Because our generation is need-based. Which is not the best. Because we are preoccupied with our needs. Say that if our needs are not, now most of the things that we call needs, they are wants. Amen. Because if at a time I could manage 2 pairs of trousers and 1 pair of shoe and I'm happy, all right? At the point, you know, I remember 1990 thereabout, I had just 2 khaki trousers and I was fine. Are you hearing me? Now, if you give me 2 pairs of trousers, I will grumble in my heart. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? And so why me? But you know something? At a point you could manage that and you are happy. So if now you have some 2 trousers or you have even 5 trousers, why are you not happy? You know why? It's because that sister is wearing that. I want it. That brother, I saw Dickin Kumsin wearing that and I want it. Oh, I see Dickin Quarter in the nice Lacoste t-shirt and I want it. And so after 6 months, if I'm not getting it, God has not been faithful. Brother Nelson went to the U.S. and I must have my visa. So somebody says, Moko, make a face one. You are going to face the counselors there. You don't know what you are talking about. They will call you and you will shake. Are you hearing me? So when he goes and the visa doesn't come, trouble. He said, Pastor, I will ask for you, Pastor. You have visa. Have you asked me whether I've been refused before? I've been refused several times. Even times when I knew it was dole.
dole.
I have fasted enough. I have prayed enough. Your visa is refused. But in all things, a good disciple will give glory to God. And you say, I thank you, Father, that it didn't work. It means that your perfect plan for me is not yet up, and I shouldn't cross over. I have to learn what I have to learn until you cross me over. Come on, give God glory. Oh, come on, give God glory. Give God glory. Hallelujah. Let me dwell here a bit because I have just 3 minutes. It's very important for you to understand this. You see, sometimes God puts us in a situation that is difficult for us to accept. Woo! Are you hearing me? He puts us in a situation, and some of you, you really have to get connected with me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You really had to. And I really had to get connected to you, Nelson. Amen. Sometimes I come in and say, Kingsley, you didn't do well at all. You need me. Amen. Bright, he has suffered in my hands. Oh. But now Bright is out there. He's Minister Bright. He comes here one day. I told her, you are not a minister. You are a brother. He said, okay, sir. I do that because I want him to put himself at a very strategic, place here so he can move higher. When you go out there, receive the minister. You can be even bishop. But the moment you come to Awoshi, amen. That is it. Sometimes, Pastor Chris, I'm asking him some strategic questions. So these days, he makes sure that he has answers for me. Amen. He makes sure that he has answers for me, and I give God praise for his life. God is a wonderful God. I said, God is a wonderful God. Amen. And you see, when you follow Christ, you don't see and feel anything that comes your way. People watch you and they feel for you, but you don't feel it because there is grace available. Anybody who follows Christ and even loses, the partner, all right, with the intention of marriage and you lose, I'm telling you, it means that Christ has taken over your life, and he is determining even who you marry. Come on, are you here with me? Praise God. Because if, you see, a real disciple will say, if I leave, I live for you. And if I die, I die for you. In all my way, if I live, I live for you. Metiasia, metima. That is it. And God will bring people into your life to help him, to help you serve him well. Amen. I remember the last Sunday after the the Super Sunday. They were happy. Yay, it was good. Yay, the choir is this. I went and I pulled everything down. Fofonya, fofonya, jonkolenka, junkoko, bonkolenko. And they were happy. I said, that is abrakatui. Amen. You love me for that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could have sung, Jesu, yeah, in kesi. Ampa. That is evergreen. Onunkuto no yo kini o inkasi ampa. The song is anointed way back. I think those days 81, 80. How many years now? Somebody calculate. Ampa. Oh, you're right. Oh, you're right. Why, sorry. If you're a fool. Oh, you're right. Could you try? You know, back or two. Tetrema. Put a synthesizer in it. Yesu, all your right. Sing it in G. All your right. Give me a synthesizer effect. All your right. Synthesizer sustains. Why?
Sorry,
all your right. Hey,
oh,
today, you know. Tetrema. Hallelujah. A disciple may have properties, may have all that you may want. But he separates himself from all that he has. He said, Lord, I thank you for this. I give you glory, but my life belongs to you. Oh, yeah. That is why Job lost everything. He lost everything. But a songwriter writes about Job. And he said, me to say it is well, it is well with
my soul,
it is well,
it is well
with my soul, it is well. No matter what, hallelujah. I'm telling you, a real disciple, men will deny you. Men will desert you. But God, you, because you know that God is with you, you will never give up the fight. As a follower of Christ. Growing up, my father didn't like it that I was following the things of God. He would call his friends to talk to me. But I knew one thing. At school, many saw me for twice. I was SU president. And in my whole life, I was a chapel prefect. So my whole life has been in church. Are you hearing me? So there is nothing else I should do. And I had a prophecy also concerning my life. And my father didn't like it. But you know what? I went through a whole lot of stuff. A whole pack of stuff. Which should have landed me somewhere over the bar. But God be faithful to me. He said, no, son, I will not leave you for men to say a kind. I will take you out, polish you, and glorify my name with you. Today, when I go, or when I join my mate, I am one of the forces to reckon with. Oh, it's true. You can look at this one and look down on me. You can look at this one and just say anything. All you need to do is to respect me. And you know, it is not my doing. My own mother told me, oh, also for the idea now, Bemma dear, what Bemma will see cano. He thought my brother was going to be the one to take care of her. Today when I call her, oh, pastor. Today when she dies, she knows there's somebody who will bury her honorably, and it is me. What am I saying? But I didn't jump into this. It was a whole process. Process of following Christ. You go through times of abject lack. Times of loneliness. Times of underestimation. Times of disrespect. Times that people watch you and nothing good is ever going to come out of you. But little do they know that God will be preparing in your death. They watch you and they think that is one of the boys. But you are coming out so strong. A disciple is always looking at Christ. He's looking up to God. I know something, Job, at the end of his life, he had double what he lost. And his life was glorious. And so I want to assure you, follow Christ. Follow Christ. Serve the Lord. Be faithful. Be faithful in you yourself, your heart. Oh, you see, don't try to please anybody. Be faithful. When you are faithful, God will see it in secret and honor you in public. God bless you.